as a sort of general kind of roundup question, how would you describe the biggest failures and successes of the convention?
The biggest
failures and or successes of the convention. How would you rate the convention at this point?
One of the successes, a very specific one, that caused a great deal of angst at the time was putting Auschwitz on the World Heritage List. And the reason I say that is that the way the world is, and this goes back to my earlier comment about heritage being a concept, and that if you could take all of the sites with the objective that they could be put together at some point into a representation of the evolution of the world and human population on it, then Auschwitz is one of those negative things that, whether you like it or not, had a major impact on how the world evolved. And I think the fact that the committee in the end was prepared to recognize it in that context was an important move. Not everything that results in evolution in the world is positive. Some negative things can cause us to evolve as well, and it's important to be prepared to recognize that. So I think that's one thing. The in terms of what's missing is, I'll put it in a negative way to start with, if the World Heritage Committee continues to work the next 20, 30 years the way it has in the past 20 or 30 years, it'll do itself out of a credible role.
Because?
I don't think you can simply keep adding sites and areas to the World Heritage List and expect that the world changes, and the fact that there are now 900 and there may well be 2,000 in another 10 or so years, 10 or 15 years, at some point it ceases to have a credibility of recognizing, to use the words on the natural, the words of the natural criteria, superlative, best of the best, representative. At some point, you run out of that, and you're starting to duplicate and override. And I think that would be a tragedy. What I think needs to be considered is two things. One, to look at a better education system on what World Heritage is and why it's important. I know there have been efforts in that regard by member states as well as by UNESCO. I think more can be done. And I think that somehow they need to take a look at getting away from the specifics into some of the integrated, I don't know if it's integrated sites because that implies specific again, but a better integration maybe, for example, you make a start by looking at some of the World Heritage sites in Europe where there are large numbers, and so you could put groups together that would represent areas of study, if you like.
Sort of areas thematic, of learning. Thematic areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think needs to be worked on is what you had raised earlier. Some way of getting international organizations more involved in, and maybe the World Heritage Center being more proactive in getting involved with other organizations. They couldn't legitimately do it if there were no World Heritage site in a given place. But let's say there were four or five in Haiti. then there would be good reason for the World Heritage Center not to just focus on their little World Heritage locations, but to work with all of the organizations involved to try to help Haiti develop into something that would make those sites even more respected, but in part because the community involved has grown to a point where it can look after them it themselves and be proud of it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a risk that a World Heritage Site could be seen as something that is no longer a part of us being whoever the country is, because it's been freeze-dried.